This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I am Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. Happy November.
Hello, and happy November to you, too.
Aren't you loving
it? Listen, I love November because that means October is over, okay? I love November. Like, bring the holidays. Let's go.
Yeah,
good times.
It's going to be a different kind of holidays for us this year. A Christmas tree is going to be a palm tree. It's going to be different.
No, we're going to have Christmas trees. Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. But then looking outside and seeing palm trees, yeah, I like that.
Can you decorate? Can we get the lights up there? Get the lights up in those palm trees.
Yeah.
Do whatever we can. But, yeah, it's a beautiful time of the year. It is great to be with you all on Angels Radio LA, ESPN Richmond, The Game Orlando, Fox Sports Las Vegas, ESPN Charlotte, ESPN South Jersey, 107.5 Alive in Real Sports Atlanta. Also, thank you for tuning in to the podcast or wherever you're listening to Faith on the Field Show right now. Our guest this week, former Dallas Cowboys and Denver Broncos star DeMarcus Ware. And throughout our conversation, DeMarcus, it's a very fascinating interview because he reached out and he was helpful with a young child who has this dream of becoming a sports photographer. But when I asked DeMarcus about all of his accomplishments in the NFL, and he's eligible to be nominated for the Hall of Fame this year, first time eligible, and he was on the preliminary list, I said, what are you most proud of? All of the wins, the Super Bowl victory, the sacks, the everything. And you'll hear it coming up. And he says, it's being a fisher of men.
Oh, wow.
And he was a captain on every year, he said. He was a captain of his team. And it reminds me of, obviously, the Bible verse, which is one of my favorite, Matthew 4:19, where Jesus says, come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. I will want you to be a fisher of men. And what does that mean, right? What does that mean? If you're listening to this show and you're going, huh, what does it mean to be a fisher of men? Like, am I going to cast my net down and reel people in?
No, that's a little dramatic.
Yeah. It's being a person, someone who goes out and shines the light of the Lord and spreads the word of the gospel and brings people to the kingdom and helps to share the message and fish men that way, be a fisher. And it's not just men, it's men, it's women, it's children, it's everyone. And I love this because this is really, it's the essence of why we do this show, because we want to be fishers of people for the kingdom, and we want to reach everyone out there, whether you're a sports fan listening on sports radio or whether you're someone who happens to come across the show for any reason. We want to shine the light of the Lord and fish. I don't fish for real, but I don't know how to fish. I've never gone fishing. Have you ever gone fishing?
I've only fished one time.
You have?
Yeah, and then I was just like, I don't know why people
I never knew this about you. You actually went fishing?
One time with my uncle when we first moved to America. He decided it's a good idea to take us fishing. And it lasted like 5 minutes. And I was like, listen, the store is across the street. We're going to go ahead and go buy fish because this is crazy. And that's it. That was the end of that.
I can't imagine you fish. Yeah, I've never been invited to go fishing. I've never fished. I don't have the patience for it.
Boring.
But yeah. I would much rather be, I would rather go fishing for the kingdom. I would rather go.
Yes, that, that I would definitely do that
way.
Yeah.
And it's to me, it's one of the greatest things that we can do. It's one of the most important ways that we can spread our faith is to share. Like what we're changed, we're saved by the grace of God. Why not tell somebody about it? Why not help lead someone else there?
Seeing someone really change, like their life, like completely change from like one person to the next, like, and when you see that transformation,
do I know this person?
Yeah, I think so. I don't.
Now you got to tell me after the show.
I'm sure I've invited like so many people to church and like done all that. But I don't think I don't know anyone like personally like that. That I like. I know that they dramatically changed their life and I see them now on a path that is just like so beautiful, right?
Isn't that awesome?
And when you do that, or when you witness that, there is no other joy greater than that. And there is no other satisfaction that comes from life. Or I think when you think about, like, why are we here?
Mm.
And then you see that, you witness that, you're like, that's why we're here. Because this is so beautiful. Like, that transformation. You're seeing someone, like, heading in a completely wrong direction, wrong path. And it's just like they're... You know that whatever path you're on does not lead to, like, a good life.
Yeah.
But then you... by the grace of God, like, help them and by the transformation power of the Holy Spirit, see them go into a completely different direction and see them now prosper and have a good life and getting the job of their dreams and all that good stuff. And you're like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, that is so cool. There is no other thing in life that equates to that, because you're like, I helped shape that.
It's more fulfilling, you know what I mean? Like, that way.
Yeah, it's more, and I'm not taking credit. Again, I'm just saying, like, it's so cool to watch that.
It's the Holy
that,
Spirit,
you know,
working,
I mean? Like,
within that person.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're that push. That, yeah. Last, you know, because, like, I look at my life and God planted different seeds along the way. This person, that person, that person. And then there was one final push.
Yeah.
To when I surrendered to the Lord. I talk about being a fisher of men. We used to talk about this all the time when I would go out with the Deacon's Prison Ministry, and it's been so long because of COVID, and now they're back out, the Saints are, and we would go into prisons, and we would play softball, and, like, I enjoy hitting home runs. I enjoy that. It's fun. There's a lot of trash talking with inmates, and, you know, it gets really cool, really fun. But what I realized while I was doing that is, as much fun as I enjoy hitting a ball over the fence and tossing the bat and just, like, walking and watching it and jogging around the bases or whatever it may be and having fun with the inmates, what was way more fulfilling was sharing testimony and seeing men surrender to the Lord, seeing men accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, whether they were in tears, whether they were being baptized with bottles of water at home plate, whatever it may be. I realized then that, wow, this is a greater feeling than the other stuff that I thought for all those years was the cool thing or the important thing. Like, this is amazing. And helping lead someone, helping anybody who may be going through anything difficult, or anyone who may feel like, you know, I got it all, but they still don't have a void. They still have a void or whatever they're missing. God fills that. Always, he fills that, and he can.
That's something that money cannot buy. You
exactly,
know what I mean? That's just so priceless.
It is priceless, and it's a beautiful thing. And I just think about it. Why would we not want to tell someone else? I know we live in this world now where sometimes it's, whether it's frowned upon for being vocal about your faith, whether it opens you up to criticism. Because let's face it, people want to criticize. If you're going to, and it's how you go about it, because we should never go about it like this. Hey, I'm better than you, because we're not. We're all sinners. I'm not better than the next person, and that person's not better than the next person. We're all equal in God's eyes. And being a believer and being saved doesn't make you perfect. It even sometimes makes you more susceptible to doing stupid things and saying dumb stuff. And people are always going to be mindful or looking out for and wanting to catch you messing up.
Yeah.
But it should not preclude, it should not really temper the enthusiasm for wanting to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and be a fisher for the kingdom. There's nothing better.
You do a good job at that. You do. Yeah.
I try.
You're better than me. You do.
I'm not better than you. We're all.
You know, you started the show just to do that.
That was.
So there you go. Yeah. You're doing better than me.
Well,
so
you do a great job in everything, babe. But it's it's
not just saying. Not, I'm just saying.
I appreciate it. I don't want to take.
I mean,
but as I'm thinking about that, as we're looking, it's hard. It's really hard in this day and age, because sometimes.
Oh, it gets harder by the minute, especially in the world that we live in right now.
Man, the scrutiny is so intense.
Yeah. It's really hard. And
the last thing you want to do is come across as hypocritical.
Yeah.
So you have to be so mindful. But at the same time, if Christ is within you, if Christ is within you, it shouldn't be that hard to, yeah, maybe I got to think twice before I respond to a jerk
but or something you know what,
like
though?
That. But if Christ is within me, I always want
yeah
to be a representative for him.
It's hard nowadays, but at the same time, it's easy because the world we live in right now, especially like this year right now, mm-hmm. it, wrong is wrong and right is right. And people got to know really what's light, what's dark. Like
yeah.
the light is really shining and the darkness is really shining. So you gotta pick now.
Up next, you're going to hear from DeMarcus Ware. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's Dairy Stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest. Coffee's hot and fresh. And Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
Hey, this is Jerome Bettis, former running back from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com and find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an incredible lineup of guests, and you can listen anytime at your convenience on most of the podcast platforms. You'll hear the full interviews on there. Be sure also to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend or two about the show. I want to take a minute to thank all of our awesome sponsors. Please check them out on our website, International Justice Mission, The Masters University, Heritage's Dairy Stores. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonthefieldshow.com. We have various packages that we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. If you don't have a business to advertise on but want to help the ministry, we do have a donate button on our page on faithonthefieldshow.com. You can also help out by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. We have t-shirts and so much more. Check it out. Really cool stuff. You can find it on our site, faithonthefieldshow.com, under merch. Our guest this week, DeMarcus Ware, was a four-time All-Pro defensive end, a nine-time Pro Bowl pick, played for the Dallas Cowboys and the Denver Broncos. He is 13th on the all-time list with 138.5 sacks. Here's my conversation with DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus, you're among the first-year eligible players nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, that list is going to get cut down next month. I know you belong in Canton, so what would it mean to you to someday wear that gold jacket, whether it's this year, next year, whenever it is?
You know, as a kid, you don't think about a gold jacket. You think about getting a scholarship and going to college and then you get an opportunity to play in the NFL. But once you get to that point, you want to be the best, right? And I put that resume in, and it's like a dream come true. When people always say they fathom about a dream, this is the dream that usually never happens for anybody. I mean, the league starting in 1960, and there's only 300, you know, something guys in the Hall of Fame. To let you know that is really, really prestigious award, right? An honor. So for me, it's really big. And man, to be able to say I am a Hall of Famer, I mean, there's no words that I can even say. There's no words.
when you look at that list of accomplishments, the credentials, 9-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro, top 5 defensive player of the year, you finished twice in the top 5, 146 career sacks. I include the playoffs, so I like to add those because those are meaningful sacks, man. You sacked Cam Newton, what was it, twice in that Super Bowl? Yeah. All of that, all-time leader for the Cowboys in sacks and forced fumbles and tackles for a loss and quarterback hits. When you look back at your career, though, what are you most proud of?
I think being a fisher of men, being a captain for 11 or 12 years in the NFL, them guys choosing me to lead them to be champions. I mean, every year there's 90 guys that come in, different personalities, different traits, and you build a team that can win a championship, but they want you to lead. So to be able to say that I was a captain every single year, that meant a lot to me because you were a man amongst a lot of men, and you was that dude. So that was that biggest accomplishment. Every single time I put that C on my chest, I wore it proudly.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those teams that you played for, both the Cowboys and the Broncos. Dallas is off to a 5-1 start, incredible comeback win against New England. One, how closely do you stay in touch with watching the team, following the games, maybe even some of the players? I know you spent some time with Micah Parsons too. So what do you think of the Cowboys right now?
You know, I think they are a great team. Right now they're winning all off of talent, right? I can see a lot of mistakes that they're making during the games, but they're still winning games. I think that this team can go really deep in the playoffs, but if they can eliminate the mistakes that they're making right now during the season, I mean, they're a Super Bowl contender. I mean, not just from a record, but just from sheer talent and how they're playing. And I'm really close with a lot of the players. Still talk with a lot of them, still mentor some of the players. And I watch every single game, even the Broncos games. I watch all those games. And it's like every Sunday or Thursday, whenever they play, I turn that television on because I've talked to those guys. You know what I'm saying? I know exactly what their mentality is and what's on their minds, and I just like to see them play.
What about Micah? What do you see in him, the greatness that he can reach? He's been very impressive early on, coming right in and stepping in and doing some great things. So what are you seeing out of Micah Parsons?
You know, first of all, just the tenacity and how he plays the game. He plays balls out. From sideline to sideline, great tackler. But, you know, what a lot of people don't see is he's a good pass rusher too. So he's one of those guys where if you put him in the middle, he'll really crush a running back because that's who's usually blocking that Mike linebacker inside. And if you stick him outside, he's really fast for those tackles that, you know, can't get off the line, and he can bend and bore and get around the corner and get to the quarterback. So he's like that total player. I mean, I couldn't play in space, but he can. So to be able to see a guy at that young age sort of get it, that's what you want. And, I mean, the sky's the limit for him.
And Denver started 3-0. They've lost 4 in a row now. They're 3-4. What can they do to compete for a playoff spot?
I think just that they just need to take a deep breath. They started off 3-0. They've lost a couple of games, you know, late in the game. So I just think that now it's get back to what has made you what you are when you were 3-0. And I think it was that big rush. Oh, my God, we're 3-0. What do we need to do? We need to change this. No. From the first game, you go back to running the football, play action with Bridgewater, and doing what you need to do. And on defense, fine, pick it up, get those sacks, create those big plays, and then you'll start winning football games.
Marcus, I mentioned all those career sacks. Was there a favorite quarterback that you like to bring down?
You know, one of the hardest guys was Michael Vick. I mean, you guys see, you know, Lamar, you know, just run that ball like that. But Michael Vick was a totally different beast. He was, I mean, left-handed. He saw me coming every single time, right? Ran a 4-2, 4-3. So to be able to take down Michael Vick, a guy that, first of all, you got to beat the tackle. Then you got to catch him. I always called him a rabbit in the haystack. But, it was hard to sack that guy, and he was always a good reward when you got there.
Marcus, you recently partnered with Stand Together to help a young kid, an aspiring photographer. His name is Isaac. You took time out to do a photo shoot with him. What was that experience like for you?
it was great because, you know, during COVID, you don't get that one-on-one feel. You got a kid that is following his dreams, trying to be a photographer. And, you know, I have a production company here in Texas. So to be able to sort of be that role model, not just from football, but shed some light on, you know what, you do what you do. You don't let nobody else tell you what you can and can't do, and sort of push them a little bit. So we surprised them at the Dallas Cowboy facility up there. We got to take some pictures, and he was really good. So to be able to surprise a kid like that and give him like a boost to say, hey, you just photographed a professional athlete, and now you did it great. Now, what is that next step? And just pushing them to keep going.
You grew up involved in the Boys and Girls Club, right, of America, and I think he was part of that. How influential was it for you in your life as a kid?
You know, there was a place where I went, kept me off the streets, you know, kept me out of gangs, kept me from, you know, selling drugs. I went, you know, to the Boys and Girls Club every day after school. My granddad was a janitor there, so he made sure he kept me straight if I messed up with anything. And when I got to see a lot of role models come to the Boys and Girls Club, that sort of pushed me to where I wanted to be. And I saw that in Isaac. And now I am in that same role, and I can come back, help him, and let him know, guess what? I was a club kid too. I came from nothing. You don't have to have anything. And if you have that opportunity and that door opens up, just go through it. That door is for you.
DeMarcus, you used the term earlier in our conversation, a fisher of men, and it stands out to me, the biblical term. It's something that I look at in my life as wanting to do, as to just lead men to the Lord. What is your faith meant to you? To use that term, I know it's had to mean something to you.
You know, it's one of those things where if you can believe in something that's you can't touch, you can't feel, the only way you're going to feel it is you incorporate it in your life and it becomes something so big, meaning it's like almost like your heartbeat, right? It's like you have that motto in your life of, to me, iron sharpens iron and another man sharpens another. You get the information from him, you give that information out, and then you build that village of men. And that's what I did every year playing football. I do that same thing now, mentoring guys. And it's so cool to see that. If you believe in the same thing, there's no on and off switch. And everybody is sort of pushing towards that same motto, that same feeling, because guess what? The words don't change in the Bible. And that's what I tell them. And so if everybody believes and feel that same thing, you won't be wrong.
Well said, man. DeMarcus, I appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, man.
That's it for this week. Thank you to DeMarcus Ware. Thank you to Doug Horton, Pastor Scott Josh, and everyone on our Faith on the Field Show team. And thank you for listening to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. With Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with two farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.